Don't worry, I'm not going to give you a long list of sponsorships and things that you need to buy. Instead, I'm just going to explain. What we do is we teach baking as lifestyle medicine. This is an evidence-based approach to baking, eating, and sharing bread that improves the gut microbiome and mental health. So let's just get straight into this podcast.
And you can't do the next thing until that one is done. It's almost as though I can kind of see what I've got ahead of me, but I actually, you need something as a foundation. I wonder if learning to make bread for people is very similar in the sense that it builds this confidence, because I always think of bread as being, once you've made the bread, I think of bread as being like, I'm quite an anarchist, and I kind of like to plant something in people's minds, and I quite like planting the ability to question, mm-hmm. the ability to, like a worm, to niggle away and find out the next thing, and inevitably what I want them to do. But if I tell them to do this, they'll be like, who are you to tell me this? I want them to become a food activist. I want them to think about where their money goes to. Where does that pound spiral to? What happens to that pound you spend? Does it go with a farmer who puts it back into the nourishing the planet and growing and helping biodiversity? Or does it buy plastic bread that is going to, you know, drive, you know, illness, drive pesticides, all of the rest of things? But if I go around telling people this, they don't feel good. It's not a feel-good thing. And mentally, I think people don't necessarily in the first instance come to bread for this. But I think mentally, when people start making bread, they are always, 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 always ready for change. It's the biggest catalyst I ever see. And then that's when I get them. Because then I ask them where their butter's from. And is it cultured? And does it have, and then suddenly like, butter? Oh, yeah, where are the cows standing that the milk from? And where was the, what were they eating? Where is the blackberries? What did you eat with that? Blackberries? Ooh, were they in the hedgerow? And suddenly I've got a person who thought they were coming to learn to make bread, Pauline. Mm. Suddenly they leave here like, right.
Yes. No, I think there are really good parallels between therapy and bread making. And as you were talking, I was thinking about the relationship between, you know, the books that you've written, the book that I've written, and yeah. The people that we want to encourage to make bread and to discover for themselves. Yeah. And I can't remember who I was talking to the other day, but I was explaining that there's a sense in which when we talk about therapy, it's all self-help. There's self-help on your own, or the self-help with the aid of a therapist.
That's a great way of looking at it.
Because ultimately, Vanessa, it's really us who can help ourselves. Sometimes we need some help, which is why therapy is so good. But it's a little bit like that yes, you can have a therapist, but ultimately you need to learn yourself what you need to know. And I think that, you know, the books that you've written will play that function, that they will enable someone to learn themselves. But you can't teach somebody what the dough should feel like, what it should smell like when your starter's starting to need refreshing again, or whatever it is. That you're enabling other people to teach themselves, really. Because I think
I almost think it's not even enabling them to teach themselves. What I actually do is I provide them with a mechanism of making connections. Mm. And it's that connection, and it's a change in the way they think. And this sounds like a really strange thing to say, but if you can reroute someone's brain, and you can give them this vehicle, this thing, this bread, I don't know. There's something empowering about baking. There's something connective about baking, and all of a sudden, you can connect on a level that is, I don't think many other things can connect you in that way, you know, to the soil, to the food, to the season, to your hands, to your mind, to your to what you're doing. I'm interested in another question, really, cognitively. When you talk about mental health and changing mental health, just some specific questions, really, Pauline. We talk about the brain and the pathway in the brain for depression, for example. And you know, people, I was explaining that at university, we kind of know that there was a neural pathway, a network in the brain that got downtrodden, a little bit like the route where you see the dogs running around the garden, that they only go around this path. And even though you could actually go a different way around the garden, they always go this way around the garden. And learning a new skill like baking actually changes the shape and pattern of the neural network in the brain that can actually change or interrupt a thought process and pattern. I wondered how much you'd explored that with bread making and what you do.
I think that's one of the reasons, I mean, one of the chapters in my book is about learning. And I think one of the incredibly wonderful things about baking is that you can never have everything there is to learn. I mean, I fully expect to, I hope to the day I die, to be baking bread and to be learning new things about new sorts of bread, new things to do. And that, as you say, is something that, you know, there's huge amounts of evidence to demonstrate keeps us well, and especially with aging as well, that, you know, the use it or lose it thing is absolutely true. So to be going on learning, which we can do with bread making, I think is massively important. And I think thinking about it changes us. I think there are really, really close parallels between, you know, I loved your little film the other day about the pots, about the new ceramic pots, which are so, so beautiful. You were talking about the rust coloured one.
The ochre.
You know what? You were holding it like a chalice. You were holding it like, but you know what? There's something very, I'm not being facetious about it. Honestly, there is something very spiritual about these things. There's something very important about objects. There's something very important about ritual to us as human beings.
Yeah. And I really hope you've enjoyed listening to this. If the idea of prescribing baking as lifestyle medicine as an evidence-based approach to your patients to help them improve their physical and mental health through the bread that they bake, eat and share every day appeals to you, then go to thesourdoughschool.com and learn how you can prescribe or teach this as part of your own practice. If you have just fallen in love with the whole concept and you just want to learn to do this for yourself and your family, you can self-prescribe at thesourdoughclub.com. I look forward to seeing you in some of our live sessions.